I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests continue to rock Algeria, and while it looks and sounds like a repeat of the Arab Spring, it's really more about this.
There's an election coming up on the 18th of April, and the current president, Bouteflika, has been put forward, nominated to stand for a fifth term in office.
That's Miles Windsor from Middle East Concern. The sitting president is in his 80s, and there are questions about whether or not he's fit to sit another term and who actually wields the power. While there's no direct connection between the riots and the recent government crackdown on Christians, there are concerns. Follow the stories.
And also, obviously, praying into that situation, praying that the Christian community would be able to remain steadfast and flourish under pressure in Algeria.
And today is International Women's Day. The theme, Balance for Better. Peggy Banks of Transworld Radio says,
you know, I love being a part of what the International Women's Day is doing throughout the world. And when you think about what it means to be balanced for better, it's really just kind of having this world where women are invited to the table, where we're raising awareness about the differences between men and women, talking about equality, talking about respect, talking about inviting women to be a part of the conversation.
It's also a chance to learn how to support women through the gospel. TWR's Women of Hope is doing this by educating, encouraging, and equipping women via the radio. Learn more about how International Women's Day intersects with the Bible and find ways to get involved at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.